This is David Siegel, and on Dishing and Swishing, I'm joined right now by one of the new members of the Phoenix Mercury, a multi-time all-star in both the United States and Europe. It's a pleasure to have Candace Dupree join me now. Hi, Candace. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time after practice and talking to us about the Phoenix Mercury.
Not a problem.
Now, the team has been, you know, definitely feeling some changes, and there's been some inconsistencies going on. So, now, are you getting more comfortable? Is everybody starting to get the feel for each other now?
I think so. You know, the first couple of games of the season were a little tough. I know I had to get adjusted to the running and the faster pace that this team plays. But, you know, team chemistry is definitely coming together. I think our inconsistencies come a little just from, you know, lack of effort, lack of intensity for 40 minutes.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed on offense in the last game or so is they're starting. It seems like they're starting to move you around a little bit more, and you're not just setting up in the post. They seem to be using you in motion a little bit more. Is that something you feel more comfortable with?
It is. Me and Corey talk all the time, and you know, I was telling him that some games I'll be able to post up, you know, back to the basket. But you know, first couple of games this season, I had Lauren Jackson guarding me, Erica D'Souza, you know, players that are significantly taller than I am. So it's kind of hard to just sit on the block and try and post up against them. So he told me that, you know, he was going to try and get me moving around a lot more on offense, and so far he's been able to do that.
Which leads me to my next question. Now, are you more comfortable playing the four or the five? Since, I mean, obviously you had Big Sill behind you before in Chicago, and Phoenix is much shorter.
Right. I mean, for me, it doesn't really matter. Our playing the five here, you actually spend more time on the perimeter than you do on the inside. But, you know, college, I played the five all 4 years, played the five in Chicago up until Sylvia got there. So, you know, for me, it doesn't really matter.
Now, are you feeling any more pressure to rebound this year with and try and get things out running or rebounding on the offensive side because of the fact that, you know, Penny is really a three playing the four?
I mean, I wouldn't say I feel pressure to rebound more, no. I just, you know, just doing the same thing that I can. If not, trying to get more rebounds, especially on the defensive end, so we can get out and run and push the ball.
Now, your offensive, on offense, your shooting percentage has been through the roof, as has your foul shooting this year. Is it just you really like this motion system, or are you more used to playing in a set play system?
I'm actually more used to playing in a half-court set. So, like I said before, one of the biggest adjustments for me was the pace of the game. You know, they get out and they run a lot. Don't want to rely on the half-court sets too much. But, you know, I think one of the reasons my field goal percentage is so high is because I'm getting a lot of easy buckets in transition. So, you know, it's good for me. It allows me to score 2 points a lot easier, and then, you know, having to post up and fight and work and make moves and stuff like that.
Now, one of the things that has to be an adjustment is definitely defending inside on the fives that are playing in the WNBA as opposed to, you know, having Sylvia cover them last year.
Mm-hmm. It is, but for the most part, Tangela guards some of the bigger players unless, you know, their five players are more perimeter players, but up until maybe our last game with Connecticut, Tina Charles is probably the biggest that I've had to guard so far. But usually, you know, they try and make our matchups pretty even.
How's it been playing with Diana on your team all the time?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, she definitely keeps everybody motivated. She's a very intense player. She plays hard all the time. And I think that trickles down onto, you know, the other players and what we're trying to do on the court.
And Tamika, I think, is one of the best in the league at getting that entry pass down when you do get into the low post.
She is very good. You know, she played with Sylvia in college. You know, you got to definitely have to be able to get the ball to her. So, you know, she's been able to do it well in the league. Very good passer, and definitely enjoyed playing with her. Definitely enjoyed playing with guards that can get the ball inside to the post players.
Now, I saw you in Hartford when you were working with the USA Basketball, that practice session they had there. And you were just so smooth with whoever was out there on the court. Can you talk for a second about USA Basketball and, you know, and what it would be like to be playing on that senior national team?
For me, that would, you know, be the next level to be able to elevate my game to. You know, I've done two of the training camps with them. I've learned a lot. I've had a great time working with Gino. I think he's a very good coach. I've enjoyed, you know, meeting all the other players that play in the WNBA, you know, hanging out with them. But, you know, it's with that, it's just about hard work, dedication, and, you know, hopefully I'll have an opportunity to go to the next camp this summer for the All-Star Game up in Connecticut.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back in Connecticut again. I mean, you're making a regular routine out of these All-Star games. I think the only question is going to be, which team are you going to be on in this one?
Right, right. You know, this time around, I have to say that I hope I'm with the national team versus the WNBA All-Star team. So,
I think that's definitely on, you're definitely on that path, that's for sure. Now, last couple of years, you played in Poland for 2 years and then Slovakia last year. Any plans for this upcoming
one? My first year I played in Russia for a couple months. Ended up leaving early. Then, what you just said, Poland the next 2 years, and then Slovakia last year. And then I'll be going to Slovakia again this year.
And earning another EuroLeague All-Star berth, I'm sure.
Hopefully, yes.
So, now coming up for the rest of the year, one of the issues that seems to be out there is Phoenix seems to have more fouls called against them. And you guys seem to have your stars spend more time on the bench with unnecessary fouls. Now, are we going to be able to get the refs to overcome this? I feel like I'm watching a World Cup game with the referees making these calls.
I mean, I don't really know what's going on. I guess, you know, we know that the officials are going to call tiki-tac fouls, stuff like that, so we have to adjust our game just a little bit, try not to complain too much, but you know, the more foul calls we have, the more it slows down the game, and that's what we don't want to happen. So we just, you know, got to avoid being in foul trouble so we can get out and run.
Last question for you. Now, the West, they seem to be dropping like flies out there. We, you know, now we lost Candace Parker. Now we lose Candace Wiggins. At least Simone comes back. You know, what's with all the injuries this year? I mean, is it just the fact that the bodies are taking a pounding playing year-round? Or, you know,
I mean, it's not easy playing, you know, all year round. Fortunately for me, I only played overseas for 4 months this past year and took the rest of the time off up until WNBA season started. But, you know, it's tough. I think some players have injuries, old injuries that they don't get taken care of and let linger, which obviously doesn't help you throughout the course of your career. But just the rigorous 12-month schedule takes its toll.
So, and how's Penny's ankle and Diana's hand doing these days?
As far as I know, Diana's hand is fine. Penny's ankle, you know, looks good. She practiced today, full practice. So, you know, we're scrimmaging against guys, and she looks just fine.
Sounds good. Now, just last question for you. What are the final goals for the 2010 year for Candace Dupree?
Final goals? sorry, my teammates are harassing me.
I'm putting you on the spot on that one.
Final goals for me, I think the biggest thing, something that I haven't been doing too much as of late, is double-doubles. That's usually a goal for me every single game. And obviously, you know, to get this team first to Western Conference championship and then, you know, another WNBA championship.
Sounds great. Well, Candace, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of that busy schedule of yours. And, you know, if they give you a hard time, you know, Meek was already on with me, and she talked for an hour. I couldn't get her to stop talking. So.
Yeah, my teammates were telling me to give them shout-outs. So.
Sounds good. Well, they all are welcome to be on the show anytime they want. How's that?
All righty. I'll let them know.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.